Hello, friends. I'm Pastor Bill Miller from Redeemer Evangelical Covenant Church in Liverpool, New York, and I'm your pastor of the day. I'm looking at some miracles that Jesus did in the New Testament in the Bible because I believe God still wants to do miracles today, and maybe by looking at some of these miracles in the Bible, we can glean some lessons. Let's start with what I could call a God displaying miracle from John 9. It says, as he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Neither this man nor his parents sinned, said Jesus, but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. The disciples were carrying around this idea that was a Jewish tradition at the time. If you were born with a problem, your parents had sinned. If you developed a problem later in life, probably it was your sin. And Jesus said, stop looking at the sin, stop trying to figure everything out, and look at what God is doing. So maybe we could see that the challenges that we are enduring even now might be that the work of God might be displayed in our lives. Years may pass before God is displayed in our lives through the problems that we have. Another miracle from Matthew 17, a disciple fail miracle. Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy, and he was healed from that moment. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, why couldn't we drive out this demon? He replied, because you have so little faith. The disciples were not able to cast this demon out, but Jesus could. A lesson I think we should learn from this is we should always keep our faith in Christ, not in ourselves. Another miracle, the healing of 10 leopards. I call it a gratefulness rewarding miracle from Luke 17. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, rise and go. Your faith has made you well. Thankfulness is faith. Was he healed as he went or after he gave thanks? I don't know. But a lesson from the story is that gratitude may be the key to a miracle. How about raising Lazarus? A deep love miracle. I won't read the whole story, but from John 11, 38, just one verse, it says, Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. Now this story, it's a long story. Lazarus had died. They sent word to Jesus. Jesus took his time. By the time he got to Lazarus, he'd been buried for 4 days in a tomb. And when he gets there, he sees everybody crying over Lazarus, and his sisters were there, And the verse that really reaches out to me in this story is verse 38, Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. And then he calls out, Lazarus, come forth, and the tomb is opened, and Lazarus comes out in his bandages, and they take him out. It's a beautiful story. But what I want to focus on right now is that Lazarus was Jesus' friend. He loved him. His death moved him. A lesson I think here for us is, trust in Jesus' deep love for you. We move his heart the way Lazarus moved Jesus' heart in the Bible. Folks, this has been your pastor of the day, Pastor Bill Miller from Redeemer Evangelical Covenant Church in Liverpool, New York. It's been a pleasure to chat with you. You can reach us at myredeemer.com. You can send me a personal email if you'd like at pastorbill@myredeemer.com. God bless you.